Mark chapter 6, beginning with verse 6b. Then he went around the villages teaching. Jesus called the 12 and began to send them out two by two. He gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for their journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in their money belts. They were to put on sandals, but not to wear two coats. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that area. Any place that will not receive you or listen to you, as you leave there, shake off the dust that is under your feet as a testimony against them." They went out and preached that people should repent. They also drove out many demons. They anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. King Herod heard about this because Jesus' name had become well known. Herod was saying, "John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead. This is why these powers are at work in him." But others were saying he is Elijah. Still others were saying he is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. When Herod heard this, he said, "This is John, the man I beheaded. He was raised." For it was Herod who had sent men to arrest John. He had him bound in prison because Herod had married Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. Indeed, John had been telling him, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias held a grudge against John and wanted to put him to death, but she could not, because Herod feared John. He knew that John was a righteous and holy man, so he kept him safe. When Herod listened to John, he was perplexed in many ways, yet he gladly kept listening to him. An opportune day came when it was Herod's birthday. He gave a banquet for his nobles, the military officers, and the prominent men of Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask me whatever you want, and I will give it to you." With an oath, he promised her, "Whatever you ask of me, I will give you, up to half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What should I ask for?" Herodias said, "The head of John the Baptizer." The girl hurried right back to the king and made a request. "I want you to give me the head of John the Baptist on a platter right now." The king was very sad, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse her. The king sent an executioner at once and ordered him to bring John's head. He went, beheaded John in prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When John's disciples heard about this, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all that they had done and taught. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.